Earth is a planet in motion where water carves deep canyons and rock itself turns to liquid. And that got Living on Earth's explorer in residence, Mark Seth Lender, thinking.
There's something about waterfalls and volcanoes that makes me think of them the same way. Why? It took me a while. When I pose this as a question, people say it's the power. Which is true, but that applies equally to the sea, especially in storm when the waves are crashing, and all that violence. But I don't think ocean volcano or ocean waterfall holds together in the same way as waterfall volcano. Waterfall volcano is different. Rock is dense and cold and solid, and it sinks. It stays put. Water is forgiving and pliant. It turns into mist. It returns as rain. In a waterfall, it is the water that sinks, that falls, not the rock over which it cascades. In a volcano, rock, instead of being solid and cool, is molten and hot, ejected into the stratosphere. Rock defies its very nature. That's the relationship. Water that falls like something solid, rock that is liquid and flings itself into the air. When I look at a waterfall, it brings that opposition in mind for me. Naming, saying, waterfall all at once like that, that loses these oppositions and contradictions. Instead, think water falls. And really see. Water of the rushing river gathered from a source unseen, water only of the moment from spring melt, from storms sabered by lightning. Each source and every waterfall that it feeds is different. Water that was glaciers, blue ice and black ice creaking and splintering against the agency of a natural demise. So next time you look at a waterfall, say it out loud. Water falls.
That's Living on Earth's explorer in residence, Mark Seth Lender.